we know the rule. We know if we're both not in, like, it goes away, you know? But sometimes I remember I've cried before, like, defending a part, you know?
Making it work as a couple, as parents, and as a band takes some rules and plenty of compromise. But Mates of State have it down and invited even more people into the fold to make a new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Behind the band Mates of State is the married duo of Corey Gardner-Hamill and Jason Hamill. And a decade ago in Kansas, they started building indie pop with minimal means, just two voices, drums, and keys. Life's become more complex for the pair since then, both personally and musically, although fortunately by choice. And now, just in time for their fifth album, Rearrange Us, the Hamill family includes two daughters, while Mates of State has grown into a band. Nannies handle the kids on the road, but the bigger band is needed to translate the bigger sound of the record live. And WFUV's Ben Jones recently spoke with Corey and Jason about the inspiration gained from those new musicians and their own urge to travel.
We have they're brothers, actually, Anton and Louis Patzner, and they both play cello and violin, and they also play guitar and trombone, and they're sort of multi-instrumentalists and genius musicians and sort of make us feel like we need to start practicing more. But it's really been sort of eye-opening for us, because we sort of started to evaluate ourselves differently having more people, you know, along. And I think it serves more purpose than just, you know, filling up the sound. It's actually making us, I think, better musicians, hopefully.
Yeah, because they're both, like, classically trained, and they're brothers and from a family of musicians. They stayed at our house for a week for rehearsals. They actually stayed at our house, and, like, all day long, 24 hours a day, they were just playing. And we're like, man.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah, like, when you know, so we're like, yeah. So it just kind of got us inspired to, like, yeah, I just want to play, like, all day long, you know, like, any instrument that, it, you know, they're like, oh, can I play your drums? Oh, can I play this piano? Can I play this guitar? And you're like, yeah, that's the way, you know, it should be in a household, I feel like, of musicians.
You're gone. What's left? Memories of greater days. Just hang. Look gone, you say, put together the obvious clues. Taught you, skip the series of laid out rules. Go sing outside as clouds raining spark the night. Cause that's how we met.
And in terms of moving, like you guys had mentioned, or we were talking about earlier, how you're in Connecticut right now, but you've been in California and Kansas, mm-hmm. I think I had heard. And how does that change the writing and recording process, each kind of atmosphere of a state?
I think it does a lot, actually. And I mean, the first time we ever moved and wrote a record was from Kansas to San Francisco. And I think our sound and our ideas and our inspiration changed tremendously upon that move. And our first record, I think, is essentially our lives existing in California now, from this sort of landlocked of Kansas, you know, sort of small townish to the new city and its sunshine and the new community. I think that's same for the rest of our albums as well.
Yeah, we need to start, like, heading down south next, I think, because that's, like, one area we haven't really spent a lot of time.
Yeah, you should see that on the list of cities we want to move to. It's pretty long.
It's getting longer.
And every time we go to another city, we're like, let's move here. And in fact, it was kind of a running joke with our nanny, who had, for the first time, was coming to these cities with us. And we'd be like, we're moving to this town. She's like, you say that to every town you go to. Yeah.
But a home we bartered right. Two kids, two car to light. Post pictures on the wall. Call. Loose talk in a bedroom stall. stifle copies of myself.
My only offer, new live music from Mates of State, recorded at WFUV. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.